I would like to call this meeting of the Board of Equalization, July 2nd, 2014, back to order from recess. Christie, am I right that we have Scoglin Properties on first, or?
No.
Would you all like to come up? I don't have anything that was sent in, I don't think, on these.
I emailed it to the clerk's office last Friday. In fact, I emailed it to Christy Smith, Christy S. at taney.mo.
Did you put an H in it?
It didn't get returned, so. We have a couple of copies we can give you.
First, for our record, if you will identify yourself, this is being recorded and it's being broadcast on the internet.
I'm Dave Scoglin.
I'm Jerry Jeske. I'm real estate appraiser representing Scoglin Properties.
Now, if you have an extra packet, I'm sure that maybe the best place for us to, if you'll hand out, give it to Chuck.
Sure. Here's a packet of photographs.
Do you have the copy of the
One spare.
Here, we'll split this one as you guys
these up here and look at them.
You got plenty of photographs. Because I didn't put any in the report, so I changed my mind after I started reviewing and deciding how I was going to talk about it. So. No such luck. Let me have my. Can you send me a quick email, and I will forward that and get the copy of at least the second one.
What he has handed me is the Camden Hotel and Conference Center, which would be proper
JJ
number
Council.
Ending in 001-001-009-009. So it'd be the first one that's out. And. Looking at the cobblestone?
Original cobblestone.
It was originally called, now it's called Camden Hotel and Conference Center. 275 Tanger Boulevard. I can briefly go through the appraisal or the information for you. The property is a 182-unit hotel property with a 10,500-square-foot convention center or meeting space.
Tell me again how big the meeting space is.
The meeting space is about 10,500 square feet. It's located on a 2.62-acre tract of land, total of 114,100 square feet, you see, for the site. The property is configured in three separate buildings. Two of the buildings on the east and north boundaries are connected via a two-story swimming pool or natatorium, enclosed swimming pool. The building in the center we're referring to is Guest Room Building 2. The building on the west boundary is what we're calling Guest Room Building 3. You can see how the square footages are broken down on page 6 of this of our report. I went through also on the next few pages and compared what the assessor had with what we came up with. The assessor essentially did valued the land at $3.25 a square foot, and then did a cost approach on the improvements, including depreciation. He came up with improvements value of $3,213,570. On the next page, I compared the assessor's base area with what I measured. We're pretty close on most of it. There is, he is off on the asphalt parking area. It looks like he didn't deduct the portion where the convention center was built. It was built at a later date on what was parking area. So we're pretty close other than that. The highest and best use of the property, we considered to be continued operation as a hotel and convention center. Oh, there we go. We're on page 8. Let's see. Go one more page down, or two more pages down. There you go. Those are the comparisons of the two of the base area that the assessor had versus what we measured. There is an error in the text there. We measured slightly smaller area in the lobby and convention center building than the assessor. Not terribly surprising. It just depends on your cost system and how you consider the swimming pool, because the swimming pool's on a lower level than the rest of the building. It should be considered walkout basement rather than main level area. But it just depends on the cost system, and we use two different cost systems, so that's not surprising. But you can see the difference in the parking area is about double. One of the important things to note on this property is the highest and best use of the approved property. The guest room building 3 we considered to be functionally obsolete for the property as an over improvement for the site. This property and the windmill inn were once combined, and at one point, at some time in history, they were separated. They share a parking agreement together. Together, the two of them have about 330 parking spaces. The subject has about 240, leaving it, we thought, about 120 parking spaces short. Considering the fact that remodeling the building 2, they spent about $450,000 remodeling mold, or remediating mold, that added to the cost of remodeling the building, made us think that it was not financially feasible to remodel that building. And it actually detracts from the value of the property. And if you want to read through the rest of our highest and best use analysis, it talks a little bit more, it's a little bit more in depth on how we came up with that consideration.
Jerry, when you say it, deduction of the value, is it still being used? I mean, you're still...
That building has not been used for several years. Right now, it's about half demolished. And by next year, they'll have it completely razed from the site and then convert that space to parking, which will increase the parking. It'll decrease the need for parking and increase the number of parking spaces by about 80.
So, Chuck, is how do you have it on the... books, if it's dilapidated or what we call non-usable.
There's been no change in value since 2007.
Right.
Okay.
So it's all valued.
Yeah. The last time these properties were valued by the assessor was February 2007.
Yeah.
And I did want to point out there is one error in his measurements. They had assumed that the two guest room buildings were the same size. one guest room. Guest room building 3 is actually larger than guest room building 2. So.
Now, when you were giving your number of units, you left that completely, that building
out? No, that's included in the number of units. It has 78 units. The number of usable units that they are currently using now is 104. And that's how we value the rest of the property, based on 104 units. The first approach that we completed was the cost approach. We valued the land by, with the comparable sales, the summary of the 3 comparable sales. We estimated a value of $250,000, which is about a dollar a square foot less than what the assessor has. Land values have come down quite a bit over the last 5 years, and land sales are not exactly plentiful. So.
So you're using 2.5 instead of 3.5?
Yes. Yes. I pulled some other land values. This property is actually on at the same value as the Titanic, which is arguably one of the best locations in town. And sites in that area have sold in the past few years as high as $20 a square foot. So, you know, it's way off the strip. It's not nearly as valuable as that property. I completed my cost analysis, estimated the cost of the improvements as if new, came up with a replacement cost of $6,788,000 roughly, from which we need to deduct depreciation. There are 3 forms of depreciation that we need to consider. We need to consider physical, functional, and external or economic. Physical can be broken down into curable and incurable. Basically, the curable part is based on what items of deferred maintenance there are. Dave's a very good operator. I didn't think there was any deferred maintenance except for Building 3. Building 3, it's completely functionally obsolete, and it needs to be torn down to contribute back to the site. So its depreciation is 100% depreciated plus the cost of tearing it down. That we considered was about a net of about $247 a square foot. And that's based on estimates from demolition contractors as well as the actual cost of the Branson Inn. The next thing that we need to consider is economic or external obsolescence. This has been present in the market since the mid-1990s when the market was overbuilt with motels. There's just simply too much lodging space in the market to support new construction. So basically what we did was we used information published by the State Tax Commission, used their procedures to extract economic obsolescence from sales of existing properties. We applied a rate of 24% to this based on the sale of lodges at the falls. Deducting depreciation and adding back in our land value, we came up with a cost approach value of $1,930,000. That's my economic obsolescence calculation. Basically, the way the calculation is completed, you take the sale price and deduct all other forms of depreciation, land, FF&E, and going concern value, and that leaves your external obsolescence. And there's a graph that I did it on several properties. You can kind of see how external obsolescence changes with the number of rooms. Once we get, there's basically an optimum number of rooms that's somewhere in the 100 to 200 range. Once you get above that, it just, the cost of operating the property, the market, just doesn't seem to like, so. The next approach we did was a sales comparison approach. If you look on page 19, this is a list of sales that we considered in our analysis. Many of the sales are sales after foreclosure. Some include going concern and FF&E, some don't. Basically, what we're looking for is the value of the real estate, which is the value of the land and the improvements to the land. When you're looking at a motel, there are four components to value: the land, the improvements, the going concern or business value, and then the value of the furnishings, fixtures, and equipment. We're just looking for the value of the real estate in this case. The sales we used were the Ramada Limited, the Prince Charles Inn that's across the street from the subject, and the Lodges at the Falls, which is one of the most recent sales in the market. We put the sales in a grid, adjusted for the differing characteristics of each of the properties, and estimated a value of $1,860,000. We did not complete an income capitalization approach. The nature of the public disclosure for this hearing gives competitors an unfair advantage, so the property owner requested that we not disclose his income and expense information. So the two approaches completed. The cost approach was $1,930,000. Sales comparison approach, $1,860,000. The sales comparison approach is considered more accurate of the two approaches just because of the amount of depreciation and complexity of calculating that depreciation in the cost approach. Have I thoroughly confused everyone?
No, not really. On the graph that you show on your photos, you don't show the demolition on the other part of the building, you just show the two buildings, and that's what you're concerned with because you're considering the one as
right. In my comparative analysis, I think I made an adjustment for the demolition of the building, which is my adjustment for, could be somewhere in here, condition of the improvements. And you can kind of consider it a couple of different ways, but just label it that.
What is the property on? You said it hadn't changed since 2007. What do you get it on there for?
3.659. Right?
Well, is that what yours says?
3.2 is
what ours. Right, 3.2.
That's for the building. No, it isn't, is it?
No.
Well.
Yeah, it should be $3,213,570.
It is on what we have in front of us. We're needing to have the same figures, though. Okay, Christy, what book are we looking at?
You've got...
This isn't the book. This is just Beacon.
That's Beacon, so it comes from somewhere.
It comes from his data.
Those are the numbers that we have are the same numbers that Chuck printed out and gave to us.
But he's looking at something different right now.
I don't have an answer for you. You all know we've got two programs that are...
I understand.
And...
But here's what we're looking at. It's $3,213,570. And that's the information that you were given as well, right, Jerry?
Yes. And it was broken down, as is indicated on page 7. If you want to look it over, there's no consideration for functional or economic obsolescence that are clearly present in this property.
So, Jeff, I'm going to ask you, with your expertise on this also, the because of the one building having to be tore down, although it's in existence still yet, I think we should, other than using that approach, I think we should use the cost approach of 1,930 on his appraisal.
Well, he is correct that the sales comparison is usually a lot more accurate than the cost approach. Most appraisals, which is not too far off, 186.
I mean, they're not very far apart on the two approaches that he used. I guess, and I would ask the question if you would be satisfied with splitting a difference on the two approaches that you've used and go with 1.9.
I couldn't argue that. I mean, I rounded to the nearest 10,000, but I could easily have rounded to the nearest 100,000.
Right. I understand that whenever you're figuring
it's
that.
It's just, the market's not super well defined. It just isn't. I mean, we have data that shows what it's obviously not worth and shows what it's obviously worth more than. In between the two, you know, you kind of just have to reconcile based on what information you have, and it's not really accurate. So would we be satisfied with $1.9 million value? I think that's reasonable.
Chuck, what are you, before you run off, are you going to go get information on this, or is that fine with you?
It's good with me.
I'm going to make a motion for 1.9.
I'll second.
Motion's made and seconded to set the valuation for BOE number 2014-24 to $1.9 million, which is down from $3,213,570. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. You got one more now, right?
Yes, yeah. That's the next part.
Thank you.
Property we're looking at is the Brookwood Inn, formerly the Alpen Rose Inn, at 2875 Green Mountain Drive, tax parcel number 18-1-1-3-1-9.
Got it.
The property is a 51-unit motel located on a 2.27-acre site that totals 99,040 square feet. There's nothing terribly unusual about the site except that it's only about half usable. If you look at page 4 of the handout that I gave you, it shows the plat of the property. There is a There's a drainage easement that goes across the east half of the property. And the terrain of that half of the property is such that it would require substantial fill to improve. This building was constructed in 1992. It's 51 guest rooms, wood frame constructed, ephes, covered with an asphalt shingle roof.
Does it have a conference room in it?
It has a pretty large lobby, but not. It has offices, but not really a conference room. Not a separate conference room. And there's breakfast room space that you could probably use as meeting space, but it's not a separate meeting space. It has 50 conventional guest rooms and one suite. Our measurements are located on page 5. The assessor also valued the land for this property at $350 a square foot, valued the improvements at $932,444 for a total property value of $1,278,528. These numbers were also not changed since February of 2007. Our measurements compared to the assessor's measurements are fairly close. We're off by maybe 1,000 square feet on the parking area, slightly on the guest building. It's not terribly surprising. It's a little bit complicated to measure and pretty large. So his numbers are acceptable.
What depreciation factor did you use on
my cost approach?
Yes.
For which form? For physical? Physical and
physical,
curable?
Yeah, physical depreciation.
Physical and curable. I used, 2014 minus 1892, so like 18 years divided by 40 years. I don't know what that percentage is off the top of my head. I'd probably tell you. Two and a half percent from new, and that's calculated using the age of the age of the improvements divided by their estimated economic life. We estimated economic life using buildings in the market that have been torn down. Motels, on average, you see 30 to 40 years, and they get torn down, typically.
Right, and it's a stick frame with a stucco.
Right.
Or masonry.
It's ephes.
Okay.
So. So, in our cost approach, we used the same procedure. We estimated the land value to be. About $130,000 or $1.30 a square foot. This property is not adjacent to the Tanger Mall, so its value is going to be substantially lower. It's also farther from the strip. So the value of the vacant sites is less than something over near the strip, adjacent to all those other attractions. We estimate the value of the cost of the improvements new was about $2,330,000 or about 45,700 a room, which is about what we see new motels costing, somewhere between 40 and 60 or 80 thousand a room. So it's pretty typical. Again, we applied the three forms of depreciation. We discussed physical incurable. I used the same rate for the economic obsolescence, estimated using the Lodges at the Falls. We come up with a total value of $680,000.
How many rooms again?
51.
How many units were there?
51.
51. And what did you say that your final number was on it?
On my cost approach, 680,000. Sales comparison approach, 720,000.
Right. The only thing that I would have to say about that is, if you mentioned it was set at 350 on the property per square foot.
Yes.
Best before.
Mm-hmm.
I think if you could figure it at 250. Instead of 130, you'd be probably closer to.
Well, what you're looking at here, the reason the other reason the value is lower is because only half of the site's usable. So you're really looking at a usable site area, a value that's more like, if I was at $1.27, it's more like 250 or 260 square foot. Since only half of it's usable because of the terrain and the easement, that reduces the unit value by quite a bit. Does that make sense?
Well, I understand what you're saying. I'm trying to figure out location and other properties that are... Can you push that around there for us, Christy, and...
Well, everything around there except for...
It's Marriott right above, isn't it?
That's all at 350. I looked at this just before I came over here. Most of it's at 350 except for the car wash that's on at $5 for some reason. I don't know. There's something wrong with that property. But again, if you compare it to what the values are on the strip, I mean, Presley's theater's on for 250 square foot, the Titanic at 350. So, arguably, it's a lot lower than those.
Right. I was taking your first comments that we did on the first one, which was off the strip.
Right.
And what you're saying is that because this property has just half the land value for half of it.
Yes.
And I can see the ditch and ravine with your pictures in there and everything.
So if you want to apply the 250 a square foot to the half that's usable, you're going to come up with the same number. The other half, you just get to pay taxes on it. In 1992, everything was really blowing and going. If they could have used that, they would have built on it, guaranteed.
I'm going to make a motion that was $700,000. It's 683, and you got 7 something on your other approach.
Right, 680 and 720.
So I'm right in the middle of it because I see the property, the land value, just a little more than you do, and that pretty well goes along with what we've figured on other units and other properties, isn't it, Ron?
Yes.
So I'm going to make a motion that we set it at $700,000.
I'll second.
Motion's been made and seconded to establish the value on BOE parcel number 2014-103 at $700,000. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you for your time.
Christy, stand in recess for just a minute.